falling midair. Not just the season but the fall of the Giants. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Or at least take a minute to think before you act. I have quite a few concerns, and if you follow this blog and podcast, you too are thinking about some shit. COVID-19, it has been almost 2 years since this virus was known to the public, vaccines are available, and most of the country is being threatened to take said vaccines. Not just by your boss or bosses, but by the government and the president of the free world. Such freedoms is being able to just drive across state lines is one of the elite's ideas. That's pretty far-reaching, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I would think that this is a basic right in the country. It's as American as apple pie to go to different states for different reasons. Like how Utahans used to have to go to Wyoming or Idaho to get Higher Point beer. Some states offer better deals than others, like fuel, for example. I know people who travel damn near 300 to 500 miles every quarter in the year to fill massive fuel tanks because it is cheaper to buy in bulk. And don't even get me started on the gun issue. I hope that the elites are smart about what they say and do about guns and control. If they are not careful, they could spark a civil war. Which side would you be on? Speaking of war, how does it feel to know that your country has left hundreds of your countrymen and women in a hostile and dangerous place? Me too, pretty embarrassing and unforgivable in my mind. I've stated this before, but in case you haven't heard, I think people need to be made accountable and fired with their pensions striped away. Starting with Biden down, and damn near everyone that is not in an elected position. Like the beginning of this post, desperate times, we as the people need to change this shit, and change it fast before it is too late and the people have no more power. How the hell does Fauci, Blinken, and heads of all the government agencies keep their damn jobs? If I even misplaced a damn ream of paper, I would get fired, and these fuckers lie, misplace, and manipulate every person they come in contact with and collect a paycheck. Whatever happened to integrity, hard work, and accountability? If you file your taxes wrong by $10, you will get fined $1,000 and threatened with jail time, and these fuckers just go about their everyday business lying and frankly being crafty and smiling. Something is wrong with this picture. Thousands of illegal immigrants flock into the states, and are immune to the laws and regulations that are in place for a reason. Yet they want to shut us up and make it illegal to go from state to state without proof of vaccine. Sounds like real freedom to me. Can someone please explain to me what is going on? The more that I study this debacle, the more I think I am back at square one. Trump may not have been the greatest president, but under him the country was pretty much self-efficient, minus the chip and RAM shortages. And for the most part the borders were manageable. I am not a complete dick, but I don't think that we should allow any new immigrants until we fix the problems that are already here and bringing us down, or simply just turning us into a broken country. I do understand that this country is made up of all nationalities, religions, races, and different political views, but enough is enough. Why should we continue to pay taxes, state and federal, if most of the money is spent on giving all these immigrants welfare, medical, and housing free? On the backs of hard-working Americans, well, the ones that do anymore. Most kids in America can't read past a ninth grade level, don't understand what water is made of, and most embarrassing is that most can't tell you who JFK is. Oh, and most refuse to learn how to read an analog clock. Maybe spend some money on the education of citizens so they can be more useful, less wasteful, and prepared for the workforce rather than just giving up on them. The Democrats think this is a game of control and power, but what it really is a coup from the inside, and soon we will be either at war or will be bending over for a different type of republic. Afghanistan, yes, was a shit show, and yes, I do believe that we had to leave at some point. But dear God, did we have to leave so hastily? I thought that maybe we would have a plan, after plan, after plan, but my thinking was way, way off. Why did we sign over Bagram Air Base? A secure location, troops knew it very well, it was large, oh, and we wouldn't be asking for an okay from, you know, the Taliban to get our brothers and sisters out of harm's way. I thought that we were a superpower, I thought that we had the smartest people in the rooms at positions of power. I haven't seen or read anything about any general or head of any DoD person apologizing or resigning over all this shit. Someone needs to be made accountable for the fucked up way we left. I don't know where the buck would stop if one resigns or gets fired, most will follow suit. On the bright side, your favorite Democratic Socialist member Ock was out strutting her shit at a $30,000 for a single ticket gala, which for a working class non-birther, non-marriage, no fuck with girl was impressive. The back of the dress she wore, sorry she wore, said tax the rich. It would be a nice dress if you didn't have to look at her bitchy face, and hear that god-awful voice and laugh. Her partner must use a paper bag, to keep his soul intact, or she will suck that poor thing away from him. She might be attractive if you didn't have to listen to her delusions of grandeur, where she puts everyone down and plays a victim on Jan 6th, even though she was not at the Capitol when it took place. So keep your hands clapping for this sneaky snake and we will be even more fucked up than we already are. Her career path, I'll admit, is better than Mrs. Harris, she has that going for her. Vice President Harris, where the fuck have you been? Don't you see your boss fucking everything up? How can you act dumb about the pullout of Afghanistan? Are you seeing that the Biden camp and party are using you for political reasons and gain? Is that the reason you have backtracked into your cave? If so, then congrats, you're not as stupid as I thought. I shouldn't be so upset at an office position that has no legal real power, but fuck, you really need to distance yourself from Biden if you plan of being in the limelight for years to come. Maybe you should take the NyQuil away from Jill, and sit down with your boss and tell him that shit is fucked up. What if he dies or gets impeached? Are you prepared to put your big panties on and run a fucking country, or are you going to continue to do all these insane things? Well, if my vote matters, I would say that she would continue these insane things because behind all the faces, Obama and Clinton are pulling the strings. New World Order? I wouldn't want to go down that rabbit hole, but worth thinking about. Workforce in America, the worst I have ever seen or read about in ever. During the Great Depression, we had more people in the workforce than we do now. How pitiful is that? Most of you have jobs, I assume, because in my mind you do. I have seen some fucked up things this summer. Employers I have spoken with say this was the worst summer that they have ever had, not that business was slower or anything that a normal person would think, but not having enough staff to do simple shit like stay open for a couple more hours. People say that it is busier and hella people to take care of, but no one needs or wants a job. Again, inflation is roaring its ugly ass into everything, and getting those clothes you ordered need to come across the country instead of one or two long-haul trucks. It is separated into five or six trucks which are charging twice as much as they were last year. So those jeans are costing twice as much and most people are making more money, but everything else is more expensive and the cycle continues. Some of the employers I spoke with said that they are paying a 15-year-old, $12 to $15 an hour to hand out fountain drinks. WTF, man, then they have the idea that they are worth more than that and ask for a raise, while being late to shift, texting and sitting down, arguing with managers, and taking long-ass breaks. Really just plain-ass lazy and ungrateful. One of the employers was so fed up with the employees he fired all of them and is only open for 5 hours a day now, just his wife, himself, and their 10-year-old daughter comes in after school. It's sad to think that people are so fucking lazy and ungrateful that they blatantly disregard healthy criticism and direction that a third of small business is closed down for the foreseeable future. All because of some lazy worthless pieces of shit that we call our kids. Disgraceful. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.